Welcome to the Rush Hour, your daily dose of pop culture and entertainment news for your rush hour ride. Work sucks, but your commute doesn't have to. Buckle up and enjoy the drive with your host, stand-up comedian and power recapper, Dave Neal.
And happy Friday to all of my fanatics out there. It is April 26, 2024. Gonna get to your... we got it all today. We got Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. We got all the goodies and another victory lap for your boy, Dave. We're gonna have a pretty busy day here on YouTube. Got a lot of content. I mean, yesterday we broke so many stories. Now we have to sift through the rubble, as it were. So we're gonna get to all of that. But it's Friday morning. I know you like to start the day off right. As we remember, yesterday we discovered a Fiverr watermark on a fraudulent... ultrasounds. And I have to tell you, the owner of the ultrasound that was from a blog written in 2015, reverse Google search led us to that blog. The owner of that ultrasound is not happy. I wonder if they can press criminal charges. Imagine such a tragic day, and then somebody has the audacity to put a Fiverr logo and remove themselves from that logo. Now, it might have been that Jane Doe found this image on Fiverr and then removed the Fiverr watermark herself. Maybe she didn't want a paper trail that she was taking it, or I have no idea. Or she had the ultrasound and then wanted to adjust it on her own in the Fiverr watermark. Either way, this sort of Fiverr free publicity we're getting today, we have a punk song for you. That is called, it's a catchy one. It's called Copy and Paste Love. I'll play a few seconds for you.
Fiverr fanboy, what's your plan? Photoshop us together, hand in hand. Copy and paste, pixel by pixel. Let's create a love that's artificial. I'm your muse and you're my creator. In this digital world, we'll be so much greater. Filters and effects, colors so bright.
There it is, folks. All right. Nothing like AI just infiltrating our podcast now. I'll play some more of that music at the end of the episode, but let's go to some non-Bachelor news. Oh, boy. Get Taylor Swift's name out your mouth. Pet Shop Boys' Neil Tennant says that Taylor Swift doesn't have hits. He basically says, oh, she's so famous, but where's her Billie Jean? Which is just ridiculous. Where's her Billie Jean? I don't know, Taylor. Maybe you should shake off the critique. Either way, let's listen to this really blasphemous commentary here by the singer from Pet Shop Boys. Who are they anyway? All right, here it is. A little smug British commentary for you.
Taylor Swift sort of fascinates me as a phenomenon because she's so popular and... I sort of quite like the whole thing. But then when I listen to the records, we both have the same feeling, actually. For a phenomenon as big, where are the famous songs?
Garbage.
What's Taylor Swift's Billie Jean?
Shake It Off? Yeah, thank you.
Is it, though?
So people in the audience just start heckling hit after hit.
No, because actually, I even know that's the answer. but I listened to that the other day, and it's not Billie Jean. It's not.
Well, she's not Michael Jackson. She's Taylor effing Swift.
You want to hear out the other? Sorry? Yeah, it is a bit like that. And also, and melodically... she's got a great voice, by the way. And the production's beautiful. The new album's absolutely beautiful.
I would argue that her voice, while good and serviceable, is not what everyone's draw is to her. Oh, boy. I mean, as soon as this guy says it, the crowd, I mean, this is not the time. I mean, he is going to have Swifties coming for him.
But melodically, it's almost a recitative, you know, it's a... all sung on one or two notes going up and down. Mm-hmm. And I like that, the fact that it brings all these people together, mm-hmm. even multi-generational. But I just sometimes think the one disappointing thing is the music.
Jeez, the one disappointing thing is the music.
Not the lyrics, the music.
Wow. And the audience is like, what is he doing? Is he killing his career? Now, look, everyone's allowed to have their opinion, but an old white British guy might not be Taylor Swift's audience. Maybe not. Now, yesterday we caught this video of Gisele Bündchen being caught, being pulled over by police, and she was crying. And I guess it was assumed that she was crying because she was getting a ticket, which kind of didn't make any sense because it's like Gisele Bündchen's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, which also, by the way, I don't know how you feel about this, but I like the idea of speeding tickets being a percentage of your wealth. So if you're worth like $10, your speeding ticket's like 50 cents. But if you're worth 100 million, yeah, your speeding ticket's paying for a couple, schools to be built. I don't know, just something to keep you honest. Either way, turns out the crying on the body cam video shows that she was upset because paparazzi were harassing her. Have a listen to what she said. This is courtesy of Florida police body cam footage.
Courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to stay from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a question. There's nothing I can do about that.
No, but he's stalking me.
She says, that guy was stalking me.
Okay, well, then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach. Okay.
So there's more than look at that.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But
so now at this point, she went from like, hey, he was stalking me, and the cop's like, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about that. The police officer clearly knows she's one of the most famous people in the world. And you know what she is? I mean, she's an international model. She has been seen all over the world. But sadly, she's also a mom. She's trying to just go on with her life, and she starts breaking down because she doesn't have the serenity to know she's not being followed.
What do you need? Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm tired. Everywhere I go, I have these fucking guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
I mean, that's the sad truth. They are allowed to take photos of her. It does suck that they are following her. There should be a company, maybe this is where the mob gets involved, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. There should be a company that Gisele hires that, you know, just gives the paparazzi a little fender bender.
Do you need anything else? Can I assist you in anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the cop's like, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. That's just, you're allowed to film people in public. But I don't know, maybe if I were her, now that's the problem, right? Any amount of anger she shows towards the paparazzi, then the photos they sell end up getting, you know, go for more. So damned if you do, damned if you don't. But my bigger question is, and no offense to Gisele Bündchen, is look, it's 2024. Who's actually paying for paparazzi videos anyway? I mean, what is this? This ain't Britney Spears early 2000s. All right, well, look, we are heating it up on this Friday morning, and we got a lot of goods coming your way, and we'll get to those next. All right, would you like the secret to living longer, men? It is a morning kiss. You got to kiss your wives, consensually, of course. But don't just give them a peck. You got to kiss them for 6 seconds. Have a listen why.
Men who kiss their wives goodbye when they leave for work live something like 4 years longer than men who don't. But the 6-second kiss, which we recommend, has much more potential than that peck on the cheek.
What is the 6-second kiss?
A kiss that lasts at least 6 seconds.
Why not 5 or 4?
Because oxytocin gets secreted. With a 20-second hug or a 6-second kiss, you're both secreting oxytocin. And that creates a sense of psychological safety and connection.
And bonding.
And bonding.
That's it. Oxytocin, the commitment molecule. Now, my question is this. 6-second kiss secretes oxytocin. How about a 3-second kiss with a little second base action? Like, what's the, you know, it's going to be weird. I'm going to try this on my wife, but I work from home. So I'm going to just, you know, pucker up a nice 6-second kiss and then walk into the next room. You know, I don't know if it builds the same bond, but either way, that was Doctors John and Julie Gottman. They are renowned psychologists known for their extensive research on marital stability in relationship analysis, and good for them. That's very nice to see. We love a good old couple sharing that love advice. Okay, I got two Kelsey stories. I got Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey. Which one do you want first? Just yell it to me in 3, 2, 1. Okay, I heard Jason Kelsey. How about this? They are searching for Jason Kelsey's Super Bowl ring in a landfill outside Cincinnati. For all of those fans of Skyline Chili, which, by the way, I'm not a big fan of Skyline Chili. I like Skyline Chili, but they put way too much cheddar cheese on it. In Cincinnati, it turns out Jason Kelce, there's an effort underway to find his Super Bowl ring. Have a listen.
Ring. Jason Kelce revealed that he lost the ring while wading through a pool of Skyline Chili during his live podcast event with his brother last week. We sent Brady Williams out to find the ring. He joins us live with a story you will only see right here on Fox 19 Now. The question is, did you find that ring?
By the way, this is like the Willy Wonka looking for the golden ticket of Cincinnati. No offense to Cincinnati, but not much going on. It's like you either go to the Cincinnati Zoo and pet a giraffe, you get up on a ladder and pet a giraffe, or, you know, you go over here to the landfill and try to find that ring.
We're going to get there. You know, we want people to continue watching this. But you know what he said is that they looked for it in the vats of chili with a metal detector. They didn't find it there. He said he suspects it's probably at a landfill, so that's where we are. We went all the way up, if you see that flag, and beyond looking for this thing to see if we could find the ring for him.
Trucks that go out in the morning, they come in here, they stop at this building, they get weighed. We can bring in up to 12,500 tons of trash in here each and every day.
That's a load of garbage. And somewhere in these hills, Molly Yeager with Rumpke Waste and Recycling suspects there might be a Super Bowl.
All right, so the video is 5 minutes long. I'm not going to show the full thing. So they're literally looking for a, what's the saying here? A needle in a haystack. They're looking for a ring in a sea of trash. It's just not going to happen. The ring's gone, baby. You ain't going to find it. It's not. Let the ring go. All right, I got a Claire Crawley situation here. As you guys know, Claire is an upcoming guest on the podcast. We're holding on to the episode here. But she snaps back at some, I guess, trolls that are hating on her appearance. Here's what she had to say.
I never know how to come on here and start or have these conversations. But comments like this have been just in my DMs. And
by the way, the comment saying your face is swollen looks bad. I'm not hating, but we see that you have had something done. No need to post a random year later about wisdom teeth. LOL. Desperate content. Oof. All right, get troll patrol out. This is a troll.
I'd probably be lying if I said it didn't bother me, because so here's the thing. I or anybody else should not have to come on social media and defend their body, their choices, their health, anything like that. I feel like I've been pretty dang open with my health journey and when I went through all the autoimmune stuff that had happened because of my breast implants and all the damage that those did to my body, all the healing that I go through and work on constantly, even things like fertility. I've shared about not being able to carry my own baby, going through surrogacy because of my autoimmune stuff. The autoimmune has affected my life deeply, and I'm still going through the healing of it. So, but anyway, I will share that, like I said, I shouldn't have to explain this or say this, but I have not had plastic surgery on my face. I have been taking steroids because of my autoimmune stuff has been flared up because of stress in my life. And I think just having a baby, being a new mom, being a stepmom, like there's a lot of stress that comes right now with new baby and stuff. And while it's amazing and I love it, I still want to be the best mom I can be. And so
she goes on and listen, to the person who left her that hateful comment, go on and take a long walk off a short pier, you piece of shit human. You are the, people are allowed to be bad people. They're allowed to be lame people. And Claire's allowed to snap back at it. And people say, oh, ignore them. Why? What if we all just lived in a world where we kept on calling out this BS? I know. You get rid of one troll, there's 100 more behind him. I totally understand. But, you know, I'm not going to be the one that hates on Claire because she doesn't want to put up with it. Good for her. Well, a hero has emerged in the Heisman return, the Heisman trophy being returned to Reggie Bush. I don't know if you guys know this story, but Reggie Bush had his Heisman award taken away years ago. And people have been fighting for him to get it back, literally saying, I'm going to boycott going to, you know, different events until he gets it back. The 2005 Heisman Trophy winner said he's especially thankful to be reunited with his trophy because he never cheated the game. Quite the opposite. He poured more than 100% into becoming the best player possible so he could help the Trojans compete for a national championship. I think, didn't he sell jerseys or something when he was in college? I mean, it's truthfully laughable how he got in trouble when it had nothing to do with, say, his authenticity on the field. Have a listen to the lawyer who stepped up and got him his trophy back.
Reggie demanded respect, but nobody was listening. And thank goodness he and I met at a pool party, Rob Gronkowski's pool party at Super Bowl, and he told me his story. And I said, Reggie, I can get this trophy back. Really? I said, I can get this trophy back. And I knew that to get this trophy back, there was a couple of different angles to this. One of them is the legal angle.
Steal it. Having legal counsel was you obtaining your Heisman Trophy back.
I mean, right, the question was, how important was getting legal counsel in obtaining your Heisman Trophy back? Here's what Reggie Bush had to say.
And the legal counsel is everything. Honestly, you think they just going to listen to me directly? Like, no, it took a team for us to get here.
Legal counsel is everything. I think we've learned that, huh, folks?
And so I couldn't be more appreciative of these guys here. Levi told you a funny story. We did actually meet at a pool party. It was kind of crazy. But, you know, I look at that moment because when people come into your life, you know, when God puts people into your life, it don't matter when or where it happens. It's just a matter of, you know, what you guys do, you know, with that opportunity. And, you know, it was loud, people running around, drunk, and we still somehow were able to create this right here.
You know, the idea that people are put into your life for a certain reason, I love that. I love that idea. Whether it's true or not, I absolutely love it. To the lady who had her sonogram hijacked, really, and stolen, and repurposed as a fraudulent medical document in order to maybe coerce somebody into dating them, that lady, I want to do right by her. I want to show her that our audience is bigger than some of the negativity that's out there, which is why I've offered to her son, who's, you know, 8 years old now because it was a 2015 ultrasound. Her son has a birthday party coming up in a couple months. And I said, let me and my audience raise some money. Let's throw your son the birthday party he never forgets. Let's do something that really helps you remember that there's good people out there. Now, she hasn't taken me up on this offer yet, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be in charge of the ball pit, the bouncy house. I'll be bouncy house Dave. I'm going to be out there and we're going to, maybe Fiverr will sponsor it. We're going to make a whole deal out of it, folks. But good people are out there. They are surrounding us, surrounding this channel. So much love. Hey, so, how about this? So we have someone in our audience that keeps sending me cold brew coffee. the concentrated version of Starbucks that comes pre-packaged. So first of all, thank you to all the good people out there, from the cold brew coffee to the good Samaritans that are helping fight for justice. It doesn't go unnoticed. And speaking of justice, we'll have Kim Kardashian. She's back at the White House for criminal justice reform. We'll share what she has to say next. Part of justice in modern society is using every tool in your toolbox to help raise awareness and to fight, I don't know, somebody who doesn't have the same privilege you have. And as we've noticed with the Justice for Clayton community, part of fighting for Clayton is, you know, raising awareness and exposure on our platforms. Well, Kim Kardashian has done just the same thing, obviously on a much larger extent, helping, get people released from prison that were wrongfully committed. Wrongfully convicted and things like that. Well, now she's at the White House speaking. So for all the things we kind of joke about, you know, she has to heat up her jewelry before putting it on. She doesn't like the sleeves on her coffee. You know, for all of those things, hey, at least she's doing something really good with her gigantic platform. Have a listen.
So again, I thank everybody for being here today, and I will now turn it over to Kim Kardashian, who's been a wonderful advocate on this and so many other issues.
Thank you. I just wanted to start off by thanking you, Madam Vice President, for hosting this event today and just for your deep commitment to Second Chances.
Thank you.
Also, I wanted to thank President Biden for all of the commutations and the pardons that are happening. It was actually this very room that I was in years ago, my first clemency meeting, that really inspired me to take a journey of really helping to figure out how I can be helpful and how I can tell the amazing stories that I would hear from the success stories from individuals like yourself. And
now, Kim Kardashian, you could argue, has been more productive than both the House and the Senate. I mean, you could argue that she has done more for human rights and more for justice reform. You know, you got the House and the Senate just fighting. They can't sign a bill. They got all these issues. And of course, we know those problems exist because people would rather protect their party line than do what's good for the people. Well, again, credit to Kim right here.
I didn't know a whole lot, and I was inspired to go to law school and really further my education to see what I can do to help and not rely on these two women behind me who would come with me everywhere, my attorneys, to kind of translate everything for me, because I really couldn't grasp what all of this means. And I know you guys live this, that this has been your life, so I'm sure you understand the system and the paperwork and everything so much better than so many people. And
the fraudulent documents you have to deal with. Well, good for Kim for continuing to share all of the ways in which the system can be improved. Well, a basketball player wrecks his Lamborghini in a car crash hours after a Game 2 loss. Kelly is a Uber Junior, am I pronouncing that right? Lost a playoff game Monday night, and then he lost his beloved car. He wrecked his Lambo in a crash hours after. I mean, that sucks. You ever have a bad game and then you crash your Lambo? I mean, that's the worst. Oh, I promised this earlier. I didn't get to it. Travis Kelce story. He had his boys slide out, boys in quotes, that meaning his testes, slide out during a podcast. What the hell is this all about? Let's have a listen to this story.
Trav really forget his undergarments 4 years ago when he came on your podcast.
Let me tell you something. I got a call. Travis came on Whiskey Ginger when I used to shoot it out of my house when we were moving studios. Yeah. And he came to the house. We set up at the crib because we were moving. And so it was kind of a tight squeeze and the cameras and the angles, all this stuff. And my editor calls me and he's like, bro, I don't know how to tell you this, but Travis was falling out of his shorts. I was like, what are you saying, dude?
Love
like,
it.
Why are you being so, I was like, what do you mean falling out of his shorts? He's like, his boys were sliding out. And I was like, oh no. And he goes, do you want?
So you're saying he was offsides.
I'm going to like call him and reshoot it. And I said, just put a Kansas City Chiefs logo over, over his package whenever it falls out. I mean, Travis's, his boys wanted to make an appearance on Whiskey Ginger. And I get that. But sometimes they'd slide out. Sometimes they'd go back in the cave. So I said, dude, just throw a logo over it. It'll be really funny. And
like, hey, what's that commotion?
Yeah. What's going on out there?
Hey. You guys laughing at?
Yeah, Travis.
Now, a lot of women don't understand the plight of having external organs that shift in size and shape. And it's a little TMI, but hey, good on them for at least, you know, raising awareness to the real issues that are out there for these men. And all right, well, it's going to be a busy morning for me today. I've got I think I'm going to go on a public live stream and continue to discuss some of the fraud going on, and I think I'm also going to have another video. So we'll have a lot on the YouTube channel. You're going to want to stick around for that. But I guess, as promised, I should play the rest of Copy and Paste Love, my new hit song. So shout out to all of our Fiverr fanboys. Have a fantastic Friday, and we'll be back this afternoon. But first, it's Copy and Paste Love one more time.
Fiverr fanboy, what's your plan? Photoshop us together, hand in hand. Copy and paste, pixel by pixel. Let's create a love that's artificial. I'm your muse and you're my creator. In this digital world,
all right, have a good day, everybody. We'll be back later on. Dave Neal, this is Bachelor Rush Hour.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And if you didn't, don't. Join the free Facebook group Dave Neal's Community. Got cash? Become a premium member at patreon.com/DaveNeal. Link in the description below. And don't forget to follow Dave on Instagram at DNeals for upcoming stand-up shows. See you tomorrow on The Rush.